It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, here on this Monday. Chase McCabe, Big Joe Dubin, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. There we go, Dr. Crane. Sounds good. What's up, JoJo? How you doing?
It's a There we go. Turn that volume up a little bit. Sounding good. I'm ready, man. It's a Monday. Exciting time to be here. Let's go do this today.
Yeah.
What we're doing, we'd have no idea.
Oh, that's generally it every day. But, you know, we're excited about it. Nonetheless, we are officially in the middle of June, which, you know, is typically where we have some fun, which we always try and have fun, but definitely with that. But I want to start with this. Saturday night, you and I had fun out in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena. That was really cool. The Nashville Cats take on Corpus Christi, absolutely throttle them 80-18. People are like, did they win? I'm like, oh, they won.
Yeah, big
they won.
Time.
They won in the first quarter. That thing was over. But it was really cool, and they have punched their ticket to the playoffs, and more details are going to be coming out on that, but it looks like they will host a playoff game. So with the way the seeding worked out. So we'll pass that along when we know more. But really, really cool to see that with the Cats and Jeff Fisher and Greg Pogue and everybody, Bobby, what all they've done. Really, really cool.
It was a fun night. It was packed house. It was loud. It was
such a great arena.
Really good. Arena looks great. Team played well. Crowd was into it. The crowd stayed after the game. Probably 80% stayed after the game. Got on the field, signed an autograph. It was fun. As we've talked about, we know this isn't the damn Super Bowl in the NFL, but it's still football, and it was a great time. And what a great idea to put that game in Clarksville. Hello to all of our friends in Clarksville. People stop by and say hi to us in the radio booth Saturday nights. It was a lot of fun, and they'll play this weekend. Now, where they're going to play, we don't know yet, but it's a home game, and we'll find out. As soon as we find out, we'll let you guys go. But the best thing about that, Chase, we saw a ton of families.
Yes.
A ton of families that were there Saturday night. So let's run it back. And, you know, the Cats are the number two seed. And if the number one seed loses, which is Albany, and Cats win, they host an AF1 championship game. So let's see what happens. But take care of business on this weekend and then go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So really fun. And, you know, if you're looking for cool things to do, you know, AF1 is certainly one of those things, especially this time of year, as hopefully the league continues to grow. So really, really cool there. All right, Joe, I know you're ready for our countdown.
Hit it, Dr. Crane. Yes, today, my friends, we are officially 68 days away. The countdown is on from the start of the college football season. So with that, we ask, with the number 68, who's your favorite all-time athlete to wear number 68? And Chase McCabe, this one shouldn't be too difficult if you are a Tennessee Titans fan.
Kevin Mawai.
Kevin Mawai, the Hall of Famer, played here from 06 to 09, one of the best signings that Floyd Reese ever did, with him and Chris Hope and David Thornton coming in here and changing the culture of that franchise and that locker room. And Kevin Mawai into the Hall of Fame, number 68, Dr. Crane. Do you have a favorite number? It's an odd number. I get it. Not odd that it's an even, but it's odd that there's not a lot of.
I'm waiting for the, you know, smart person on. It's an even number.
You got it, Dr. K? Gave me one.
I don't have a 68 off the top of my head.
All right, I'll give you one. From the Steel Curtain, LC Greenwood. My God. Jameen Joe Green and the gang up front. LC Greenwood, not in the Hall of Fame. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Not a famous number 68. And there's some other famous number 68s, but as always, we want to hear from you, our great listening audience, 615-737-1025. You can call or text. Who is your all-time favorite number 68?
Okay, that is a good one. We will talk about that throughout the show. You also have a question of the day that I think will really get people talking, because I have a lot of different tentacles to this question.
Yes. Real quick, there's another homegrown talent with number 68, Dennis Harrison, who plays
Murfreesboro
and played at Vanderbilt and Philadelphia Eagles. Dennis Harrison, a number 68. He's also, 6'8", 6'9", whatever it was. Dennis Harrison's a good man from our area, so we will hear that as well. Also, there's a former Father Ryan coach, Dr. Crane, who wore number 68 in the NFL. Only coached at Ryan for a year right after you left. But he's number 68. He's most famous for throwing an opponent's helmet in the Superdome about 90 yards. Do you know who it is?
After I left?
Yeah, he coached 1 year.
No, I don't.
Do you know who it is? He lives in Nashville.
No, I don't know.
He's crazy.
Please just tell the answer.
Oh, oh my God. God. Kyle Turley.
Ah, there you go.
Name does not sound familiar.
Saints player. He coached only 1 year after. You've been gone, but he threw a helmet in the Superdome defending his quarterback. He was crazy, but he lives
there. Maybe that's why he's there for a year.
That could be it. All right, our question of the day. Last night, I got this question about what NFL team has never changed their logo? And it was just down this deep rabbit hole, change the logo on the helmet. And, you know, they were like, well, the Cowboys changed the logo. No, they didn't. They just changed the shading on that. The Browns had Brownie the Elf in the 40s as their logo. And the answer is the Texans have not changed the logo, but it's only been since 2002. So I started thinking, some people like, well, the Titans have never changed their logo. Well, the Titans were the Oilers, if you're not smart enough to figure that out. So the question today is, when the Titans move in that stadium at 27, we're talking about jerseys and numbers, should they do a complete jersey overhaul? Should they do everything? I say yes. Keep the helmet logo, but give me red. I want red jerseys. I want a whole new branding when they go over there into the new stadium.
Well, let me go ahead and just debunk you. They've already said that they're doing the baby blue, and they've already said Warren Moon has said they're changing the uniforms.
Till I see it, I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, to me, is out there. I like the idea of a red uniform. In my mind, it would probably be an alternate. But if they're going to go back to the Columbia Oiler blue, which I'm fine with, they should. Nobody else is really
– okay.
I mean, Chargers kind of, Panthers kind of, but – that's such an iconic look. I'm fine with that, and then use red as an alternate.
I'm all about the red jerseys, home jerseys. Yeah. Make them red.
Now, for me, I'm cool updating the logo. You know, and it kind of I kind of feel like they are, because some of the renderings that you see do kind of show a different looking logo. Like, I don't see the flaming thumbtack, which everybody's kind of called it over the years, but. You know, I like the T. Like, the T's cool, but, you know, maybe it is time to retire the flames.
Is that the Greek T?
I guess.
Remember Rand had that stupid hat on?
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
I like the sword logo. Yep. Like, that one's cool.
Give me the sword logo with
put
the
that
red
on
helmet. With the red helmet.
A red helmet. Mm.
Give it to me. Give me all the red. Give me all the red.
So what I would like to see is a white helmet. If you go back to a Oilers similar look, I'm okay with it. You know, baby blue or Columbia blue, white helmet, white or blue pants, dark blue pants, light blue pants, whatever. The red, white, and blue stripes I think are cool.
Right.
Have red as an accent color, dark blue as an accent color. And then give me alternates that are I still think the NFL should do a throwback weekend, so do a throwback. But give me alternates that – there's a red version. There's a red helmet. I mean, you could do so many different uniform combinations. They're allowing you to have, I think, three helmets now. So
I don't want alternates. I want this to be permanent. I want this. Give me the red and the white. White on the road, red at home. I just think something's got to pop. You cannot. I think it'd be a big mistake carrying the same uniform and branding into the new stadium.
All right. What teams currently have red as their primary color? Cardinals.
Chiefs.
Falcons.
But you can do a deep red, right? Don't the Cardinals, the Falcons want a deep red, the Cardinals kind of, but I mean,
are you talking about the red that is like the stars on the current logo?
Yeah. Like that give me of red. Yeah. Yep. Not the brightest red, but a red. But I think the helmet. I just want something new that goes in
white
there.
White pants or red pants?
I love red pants.
So
they'll
all
never
red.
Do that. They'll never do
that's,
that.
That's too much red.
They'll never do that. They'll go.
Now, I'll tell you what would look pretty sweet right now. Is this current uniform combination with a red top, blue helmet, red top, and blue pants?
I could see that. I'm on board with that. This guy, I think, just change it. I mean, I know they did it in 2018. They unveiled the new Greek and the letters, the block letters.
Yeah, I've never gotten into those. I mean, now the other thing too that I think would be cool if you do the throwback weekend and they decide we're going to throw back to the Titans and do the two-tone blue.
Okay.
You know, 99, that 99 uniform, dark blue, baby blue on the shoulders and white pants, white helmet. You do that as your throwback, wear it once a year, I'm cool with it.
I like that. I like the sword on the helmet. I do. I think that's going to be perfect and have it some looking just like vibrant, powerful on the helmet and go for it, because you're going to sell so much merchandise on the new stuff, it's going to make your head spin. So I think they should do all that. Again, they're not going to listen to us, but I think it'd be kind of cool to do that. And it came off the question of like what NFL teams have changed their logo throughout. And, you know, I think Green Bay, Chicago, and Dallas are the ones that truly have not changed their logo for the most part. And there's like not really a definitive answer because there's so many quirks to the logos throughout the years, but those are the ones. And it'd be kind of cool to see that. It would be fun when they move in the new stadium. Plus, this is a great June topic.
Yeah. Yeah. 615-737-1025. By the way, a lot of Jaromir Jagr for 68, which is obviously a good one in hockey. But what do you think? Should the Titans do – I'm just going to phrase it as a full rebrand when they move into the new stadium. Continue to be the Titans, but new uniforms, which we feel like that's coming according to Warren Moon, new logo, all of those things. It's not like it hadn't been done before in this city. The Predators did a pretty significant rebrand, you know, some 12 years ago, whatever it was, when they went to the gold and got rid of the, you know, the blue look that they had. So should the Titans do the same thing? 615-737-1025. We're up and running here on this Monday. It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Our question of the day, Joe, is?
Should the Titans change that uniform? They head into the new stadium in 3 years. We talked about teams that have never changed their logo. A lot of teams have changed their logo throughout the years. A couple have remained kind of constant, Colts, Packers, a few of those. The Texans are the ones that do that, but that's only been around since 2002. And also today, 68 days from the start of college football, give us another 68, famous 68 jersey that you like. Dale sent in and said, what about former Vol Bruce Wilkerson that wore number 68 up in Knoxville? I'm not sure what he wore at the Raiders when he played all those years, but he was a number 68. And also Rob says, what about Richie Incognito?
When he played, that's a good one, yeah.
For the Miami Dolphins and the Bills. Remember, he allegedly bullied that guy, and it came out that he didn't bully the guy and all the things went out there, and he got kind of banished from the league. But Bruce Wilkerson and Richie Incognito, number 68.
On the Titans uniforms, again, to kind of remind everybody, Warren Moon kind of, I think, probably prematurely slipped this out that, you know, that the Titans would be making uniform changes. A lot of people kind of ran with that would be for this year. He never said for this year. The only change they're making this year is they're wearing the Titans blue, as they refer to it, the Columbia blue, as their primary. Okay. So it'll still be the same uniform set that they've worn the last few years, but the primary will be the light blue. They won't wear the Oilers throwbacks this year, and then use the dark blue as an alternate.
Man, those – I saw a great picture the other day of Warren Moon – I guess they enhanced the picture, but he was throwing the ball and those Oiler blues. He looked so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, the old Derek on the side of the helmet looked so good, but I get it. I mean, it's in the past.
What if I said to you, okay, here's what they're going to do. They're going to go back to an Oiler look, white helmet with the sword logo.
Okay.
All Columbia blue top. Updated numbers, and I know you love the old block numbers, but updated numbers, modern numbers, and then you have different pant combinations with essentially the red, white, and blue stripe down the pant leg.
I like it. I'm more of the helmet and jersey. To me, the pants are an afterthought. Yeah. But, I mean, there is a great – and I'm trying to find a helmet where it's like half red and it fades into a dark blue and the sword logo is there. I mean, it's really good. I'm not a fan of white helmets. I've never been a fan of white helmets, and I think the white helmets and the Oilers and the Titans first got here weren't good. I like the helmets now. I like the blue. I like the what it looks like now.
And I would keep the blue helmet as a, you know, I mean, do a red, white, and blue.
Do you like the Cowboys and they go white helmet, blue logo?
I actually do, but I like it. The reason I like it is because they don't do it a lot.
Okay. All right. I get that.
So that's the thing. I think to make something special, you need to do it like once a year. Like make that – like and they're traditionally – I think they're doing it a couple times now, but traditionally that look is the Thanksgiving Day uniform.
I don't – yeah, I'm with you on that. Remember what we did when the joint practice versus Seattle?
Oh, and they had the, yeah.
The throwbacks. We spent like 30 minutes like, my God, that's beautiful. Everybody came out in the throwback Seattle. Like, that is beautiful. I get all that. So if some teams, you go back to that. I know they never will, but it still looks good. But for the Titans going forward, I don't know. I heard Amy talk one time about how Bud didn't like red jerseys, didn't like the red, allegedly. So who knows? But I just think popping that new stadium, get something that just stands out and looks good for you. And I think the red jerseys, different helmet with a sword would really be nice inside.
615-737-1025. It's fun to kind of look at concepts that people come up with for this. Nevada Josh says, how about a Wrath of the Titans kind of theme?
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't really know what that's referencing.
Is that some sort of Greek mythology or something? That's fine. But I don't like 5-6 different helmets. I don't. Give me two, and that's fine.
Yeah, like forward. My thing is, as Kenneth says, I don't see any cons for the Titans changing uniforms. Revenue on sales, fresh start, and a little something to get fans excited about. You're moving into a new building.
Yep.
The owner's not changing anytime soon, but you have the opportunity to hit refresh. And you might joke, like one texter said, yeah, put lipstick on that pig, like whatever. But it is a refresh. Mm-hmm. You got your quarterback, hopefully, that's going to be your franchise guy. You move into a new building. Why not just, you know, new threads?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think this is happening next year. I think it's happening when they open the new stadium. New threads, update the logo. And here's the other thing. If they keep the logo they have now, that's fine. Like, I'm used to it. I don't hate it, but I could see an update. Like that you could, whether the sword becomes the primary or the sword is more prominent. I like the TriStar. You know, I think, and that's another thing. For people that are from here, the TriStar means something because that's our state flag. And so I think that for me, the TriStar being featured on anything is important.
I agree.
You know, for people that just moved here and don't understand it, they're like, what's up with the stars? That is our state flag, and that's the whole circle with the flames coming off. That's what that's supposed to be.
Yep.
So I think that is cool, but I don't know.
You can't copyright the state flag.
No.
So you can wear TriStar as much as you want.
Yep.
Whoever wants to do that and do all that. Why not recoup all that money for the Titans. Go just blast it out there, do the TriStar, own the things that you could do and get those things out there and make these jerseys look good. Now, I'm on favor. If you go on the road, all white.
Yeah.
Dark helmets, white jerseys, white pants, go on the road. Do you know why that there are all whites and dark uniforms in the NFL?
I don't.
Because when football hit TV, you had to have black and white.
Black and white, yeah.
Black and white TV. So one team had to wear dark jerseys, one team had to wear white so you could discern who is who. Go on the road, we're all white. I'm good with that. At home, though, make it look good, man.
I guess that's the same thing with baseball, with the gray, because on black and white, you could definitely see the gray.
Yeah, had to be, right? Yeah. So do it.
I was going to say, Chip and Mount Juliet said the Texans are red, white, and blue, maybe getting too close to them.
But I get it, but their primary is not blue. I mean, is that a shade of blue, right?
Yeah, it's a dark blue. Yeah. They don't have they're trying to work in the, what they're calling the H-Town blue, but the Columbia blue.
The red, the Falcons reds of the 80s before they changed it to when Glanville got there, I liked that. I thought it always looked good. Everyone games with it, but I still liked it. But
see, I think red and black is such a badass look for any, you know, like you think about the Bulls of the 90s. The Falcons, as you mentioned, like the Falcons with the red helmet and the black logo.
Exactly.
Like that is such a
yes.
Oh, you're about to get bleeped
up. It looks great.
Look.
It looks great. That red helmet with Falcons is fantastic.
I think to your point on anything with red, like when Corey Curtis was on this morning, he referenced Kyle Vandenbosch wearing the red tinted contact lenses. Like, you know, they were like, yeah, they were kind of weird. I'm like, no, dude, they were so freaking badass. Like, They would show like the tight shot of his face with those, and I'm like, yes,
yeah,
he's about to tear somebody's head off
because he's a badass. Brett Kern wearing those contacts, yeah, not the same effect.
Sorry, Brett,
but I mean, Vanden Bosch was badass with that. Yes, so I don't know if they move into the stadium with the jersey getting, that's fine, I get it. But you've got an opportunity now to really make it pop. Why not take advantage of that?
Justin says, I'm on board with a total logo rebrand and red uniforms. Give it all to me. I'm so glad the Preds went away from baby poop yellow-green jersey.
Got a point.
I am so glad they are primarily the gold color. It pops so much when you watch them at home.
Perfect. Heart that tweet, can you?
Yes.
Or that text.
Tommy says, I'd like them to go back to the Oilers uniform and helmet, just have the Titans logo. If they did that, I wouldn't hate that either.
Okay.
Like, if it was I've even seen some concepts that they take the oil derrick and make it into, like, the Titans logo. And it's kind of neat. It's pretty sweet.
The helmet concepts are good. I just hope they find one that really is good like that.
Take advantage of the rules and essentially have three or four different uniform combinations. Like, be like college. They're letting you do that now. And guess what? You'll make more money doing it. But have a white helmet, have a blue helmet, have a red helmet, have a steel helmet, whatever, a gray helmet, like whatever.
Yeah, like I'm looking at this website called thehelmetproject.com.
Have a limestone helmet. We have limestone.
Right. I'm just looking at these, like the Broncos with the big D on it, right? I mean, that was just a great helmet. I'm not a fan of the ones they got now, but
they brought that back. I mean, they're using that more
for a little bit. Yeah. I'm not a fan. And then they got the white helmets,
the orange D. Which is cool. But the Orange Crush uniforms are some of the most iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Of all time.
Oh, they are. And
Tampa Bay Creamsicle, Miami Dolphins original ones, Oilers.
I tell you what got good with the Falcons. I'm looking at the 84 jerseys now when they went with the black face mask with the red helmet. That was the black face mask when the Steelers went with the Bradshaw in the late 90s, early 80s. That was like, oh, that looks really, really good.
I will say this because you mentioned you don't love a white helmet. I think one of the most like clean but also intimidating looks, the Bengals are doing it now with like they call them the whiteout stormtrooper uniforms with the white helmet with the black Bengal stripes and all white uniforms. I think the Colts, when they wear all white with the white helmets, white top, white pants, look so clean, so good. I love that look.
What about the creamsicle Buccaneer guy?
Oh, those are the best.
Is he not?
Those are awesome.
He's got that knife in his mouth.
He's ready to fight. Marshall wants to weigh in on the jersey talk. Marshall, welcome in.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so one of you brought this up at the beginning of your show. I forget which one, but I guess Warren Moon said something about getting new uniforms for the Titans.
Yep.
And I kind of have a tendency to disagree with that, too, because, number one, didn't we just get new uniforms not long ago? Number two, so I'm seeing all these promo photos of Cam Ward in a Titans jersey, and other players too. But anyway, what he's wearing is nothing different than what's been worn, you know, in the past couple of years. Number three, I guess there's a number three. Maybe the changes that we're bringing back that baby blue color, because I think we've been without that for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just my thoughts.
Thanks for the call, Marshall. Appreciate
it. Marshall.
The changes that Warren Moon, I think, was referencing are down the line. Not that they're going back to the Titans blue.
Right.
Which they did wear as an alternate last year, and it's basically the Oilers blue. And then they will wear those as the primary.
I laugh because how many under the breath were there, you son of, when he's Morn's talking about jersey talk and all that, you know they were like, oh, come on, man. Just don't. Not now. Not do that.
Oh, but you know what? I'm glad he did it because I know why he did it, I think. It's like somebody behind the scenes was like, hey, Warren, he really wants to wear number one. Can you just kind of back off of this a little bit? And he's like, sure. And then he leaks the uniform.
Right? So
I'll show you.
I'm looking at the Cardinals helmet now that they've been worn since 22. They went from the white helmet to the all-black helmet with the mean Cardinal on it. It looks great. Problem is, nobody gives a rat's ass about the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Not even them.
Not even Phoenix doesn't care about them. But it looks good, and I like the fact that they did that. Hope the Titans do it as well.
So that kind of leads me into something I've kind of kept in the back of my head to bring up, and this is the perfect time to do it. Because Phoenix, to me, is not a good sports town. There's all this talk about Atlanta getting their third crack at an NHL team.
Crazy.
Which I agree with you. What defines a good sports town, and how close is Nashville to being that?
That's a June topic, baby.
We will discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your day so far. We'll have some FIFA tickets to give away. The World Cup match at Geodis Park. So what is that? Is this a friendly?
It's a Club World Cup. FIFA World Cup. Yeah, okay. So a lot of clubs around the world, they qualify for this, and they get to play at different cities. So I think there was some going on in Miami last night, and now Nashville's hosting Friday, and then sometime next week. Two games, that is, next week.
So it's two, like, because the World Cup's the World Cup.
Correct.
This is kind of a different thing.
Yeah, for the clubs.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we will be giving those away a little bit later on in the program. But I brought this up about, you know, what makes a city a good sports city. You know, one issue you have is Nashville is not the only city where people are moving here, you know, by the hundreds every day. But that's happening in a lot of major cities, and so that does kind of take away from it. Atlanta, to me, has never been a great sports town. It just, for whatever reason, in downtown Atlanta, it's not. Now, do people show up? Sure. But, like, the passion and everything that you would expect, I think it's probably been there for the Braves more than anyone. But they're an SEC town. Like, it's an SEC city. Georgia Bulldogs all day long. Georgia Tech has their following. But, I mean, it's mainly Georgia Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like the Falcons have, like, the rabid fan base that some – cities have. And correct me if I'm wrong, like, if you're from there and you're saying no, you're completely out of touch, just like the song said, then tell me that. But like,
so
the Hawks,
what's a good sports town to you?
As crazy as this sounds, Cleveland is a great sports town.
Mm-hmm.
They lose, but they show up. The Dog Pound is one of the best fan bases in the NFL. I think the same goes, you know, maybe not as much for the Cavs and the Guardians, but definitely for the Browns.
So let me ask you this. What is Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit? Let me see what else.
Yeah, Chicago's a good one.
I give you Boston. Yep. What are they have a couple things in common.
New York
to a certain extent. All blue collar.
Mm-hmm.
All generational.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
So your grandpa grew up a Lions fan. Chase McCabe.
Like you don't just, like, when you're born, it's decided for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great point. Like, if you're born in Detroit, you are a Lions fan. That's, you're a Tigers fan, Pistons. That's it.
You're good. I mean, Pittsburgh the same way. I mean, there's all those northern cities that grew up, the generational that you knew, that your grandpa rooted for. They took you to the games. I think the Titans will get their generational because there'll be games like, I wasn't my grandpa to that game. Now I'm taking my son to the game, and on and on and on. So you figure out what's going on, and these are all blue-collar towns. The team means something to these people growing up. I mean, they mean something to them. And the fact that if they win, they're happy. If they lose, they really take it hard. You don't find that. Cardinals, Rams, Raiders do. I mean, people of the Raiders. And as odd as it sounds, I will tell you again, when the draft was here in 2019, one fan base was here, outnumbered every other fan base combined, and that was 49ers fans. We're in this town more than any other fan. You can take them all, combine them, and the 49ers were there, which I just kind of like, oh, that's kind of out of a different thing that goes on. But they're all generational, man, and that's why. And that's why, you're right, Phoenix, nobody cares about any team in Phoenix, right? The Suns, Diamondbacks. Did they win the World Series 2 years ago?
They lost. Yeah.
To the Rangers?
Rangers,
okay, yeah.
Kenneth said, I lived in Phoenix when MLB All-Star Game was there, had season tickets, and thought I would be able to make bank off selling the All-Star package. I lost money. There's no way that would happen in Nashville. Good point. 7229 says, I think that Atlanta had become more diverse over the last 10 to 15 years in a way that would be more accepting of hockey. Here's the other thing with that. I can't think of a city that has had three bites at the same apple, like same league. I'd have to think about that. Like Arizona or Atlanta's had two hockey teams. St. Louis has had two football teams. Right? The Cardinals and the Rams.
Yep. Yeah.
Now LA, I mean, LA's different though. I mean, LA's had the Raiders, the Rams, the Chargers.
Started out with the Rams.
Yeah.
Rams left. Raiders come to town.
Chargers started there before going to San Diego.
Raiders leave. Chargers come back up. It's just all that on a very – yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. I just – when hockey fails again in Atlanta, who gets to blame for this? It's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's never worked.
And the argument is that, well, they're not going to Atlanta. They're going to do like the Braves did. They're going to be outside of Atlanta in the burbs, which has worked for the Braves. But I think it's worked for the Braves because you're on this side. You're getting a ton of people from Chattanooga, Nashville, and
no, I think you're missing it. Baseball is massively popular in the South. Hockey is not. It's not going to be. Not in this generation. So you're going to see baseball.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I think it's more popular than you think it is.
You think it's as popular as baseball?
I think it's more.
Not even a percent.
Not what I said. I think it's more popular than you think it is.
Okay, give it that. It's still nowhere near baseball. Baseball will work.
Sure.
They're not going to see hockey in Atlanta.
Baseball.
You're 0-2.
Especially the last few years, baseball has definitely come back.
Right.
But I think that – look, I think – I don't think they should get it again. Who should get it? I think Houston deserves a chance at it.
Exactly.
Which I think they're going to get it. I think – Kansas City has been very patient and could probably do well with it there. I would like to see a new market. I mean, I definitely, and Houston's had it before, but I would like to see a new market. Like going to
would it work in Cleveland?
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, you got Columbus.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Close by. That's right. Detroit's not that far. I mean, you got teams close, but right. But yeah.
You know, far more about this than I do. I mean, those cities out there.
I mean, Quebec City could get another shot
at
it.
We're not going to Canada, man. We're not going to Canada. You and me are not going to Canada.
It's a Canadian sport.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, though. I'd have to – I mean, and I know it's hard to gauge this on – I know the ads do well. Like, the Admirals do a good job.
All right, don't laugh at me on this, but follow me, all right? Fargo. North Dakota, that they love that hockey team.
Yeah, sure.
They've got an indoor arena up there, huge.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
The NHL would not do that because it's just not a good –
not
a viable market. But, yeah, from a popularity standpoint. I mean, that's why, you know, Minnesota – Now, Minneapolis is the Twin Cities. That's an interesting one because they have had two hockey teams, one baseball team, two basketball teams, I think is right. The Lakers. The Lakers started
look
there.
At you.
And then,
that's right.
And then the T-Wolves. So I think they've had – and then the Twins were the original Senators, I think. Is how they got up there.
I think you're correct on that.
Or one of the iterations of the Senators.
Uh-huh.
The Rangers are the other one. So, I mean, they've had a couple of cracks at it. The Vikings have been the only NFL team I think they've ever had.
So, we agree Phoenix probably the worst sports town?
It's pretty bad. I mean, they lost the hockey team. It seems like they're into the Cardinals-ish. The Suns, meh. I'd probably say yeah.
What about San Diego?
Yeah, pretty bad. Couldn't keep. If you lose an NFL team, I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, right. Build that stadium for them. That's all I had to do.
And there
stadium.
Are now. Let me preface this by saying there are different circumstances. Like Houston did because they hated Bud.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And the NFL was basically like, all right, we'll give you one. Cleveland kind of got screwed over, so the NFL fixed that. Baltimore got screwed over.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, there are exceptions to it. But, like, St. Louis, there's no excuse.
If you added another NFL team, because they're going to add, they're going to go global, we get that. Where do you add domestically in the United States, where would you add a football team?
Well, do you consider Toronto domestic?
I'm telling you, I'm going to Canada. You're not going to get me to Canada. You're trying to. I don't know why.
I'm not worried about you. I'm just worried about the NFL.
They would love it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they would.
I mean, Buffalo would fight it, like if Toronto, yeah. Because, I mean, you're right here. But adding in the U.S. for the NFL.
There's two cities, I think, and you're going to laugh at one of them, but that's fine. I don't care. It'll never happen. But Salt Lake City, they love football.
I think, yeah, that's viable.
They love football. The other one, it'll never happen, but I'm telling you, it would work. Birmingham, Alabama.
Probably not.
I think it would. I think it would. I was going to say there or Louisville.
Yeah, okay. And the problem is Louisville's close to Cincinnati. Birmingham's close to Atlanta. And
here's the other thing with hockey. I think Cincinnati it could work, but that's too close to Columbus. Cincinnati's growing. Like, you could put the NBA there. They already have the NFL and baseball. I think they could definitely – and they got a MLS. They could handle another one.
Pop a hockey team in there. Atlanta's had three shots.
Louisville might be the next city that doesn't have any pro sports right now to actually get one.
Well, they got the arena for the NBA. I think the NBA'd work
the NBA
there.
Would, yeah.
Absolutely work there. Absolutely work there. Louisville's a lot like Nashville 20, 25 years
ago.
If
Jared's listening, I'd be curious of his thoughts on that because he's lived and worked there. So
you can hear that at 2:00 today. I think an NBA team would work there, and more than anything else, I just think a lot of the talent was diluted around all the leagues, NFL, basketball, all of them, hockey, all of them. I mean, you see a lot of average to below average play that's going on right now, and so I think it'll be a while, but it'll happen. But NFL is going to expand. They're going to expand internationally. I think that's a bad idea.
So I think everybody's expanding. I think all the leagues
are – seen me lately?
Hi-yo! The NFL is going to go to 34. The NHL is already moving towards 34. I think NBA gets to that point and baseball gets to that point. And then it probably stops for a little bit. When we come back, let's keep this going of cities that you think could add a team. Because, okay. I mean, I can give you an example of one. 615-737-1025 is the Chase and Big Joe Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. And we're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Hey, this week's Nashville's best deal is Body Rock. Plank, lunge, twist, and push your limits with Body Rock's dynamic muscle sculpting Pilates-inspired classes designed to rock your body to the core. Get half off a $50 gift card now at thegamenashville.com/deals. To use at any of Body Rock's four Nashville locations while supplies last. Chase and Big Joe here on this Monday, talking about sports cities. Kenny the Mailman has been waiting patiently. Kenny, what's up?
Hello, good friends. I was going to back you up on your franchise question, but first, I missed an amazing opportunity last Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I don't know that side of town very well at all, and I spoke at a 5-star luncheon at Una Church of Christ. Little did I know it's less than a block from y'all's station.
Yes, sir.
It sure is.
I would have promised I would have got y'all in. It doesn't matter how well I spoke. When you have a 5-star luncheon, people come.
That's right. Dadgummit.
If I'm on that side again, I will get y'all in.
Please.
Y'all were right about the Washington franchise. It went to Minnesota. They had enough pull. They quickly got enough team. It didn't last long at all. They went to Texas, and now do you know where they got this third team from?
That would be the Montreal Expos.
You got it. So when a city has enough pull, maybe it doesn't matter if they have enough fans or not. They got the pull. Hey, y'all have a great day. We'll talk to y'all soon.
See you, cool. Bubba.
Thank you, Kenny. All right, so yeah, so D.C.'s had three baseball teams in the modern era. Two versions of the Senators and then the actually – hang on. They might have four. I need to look that up because I want to say there was another iteration of the Washington Nationals. at one point in time. Denver's had two hockey teams, the Avs, and then there was a Colorado Rockies hockey team, which was...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they bounced around. I'd have to go look at all the franchises of that, but...
I get you get another team. You shouldn't get a third chance. Shouldn't do it.
No, and I mean, it's pretty rare. But Atlanta is on the cusp of doing that. And then Houston, Mike. Another one, one of our texter or tweeters, New Orleans, I think, is in the mix for an NHL team. People said it wouldn't work here, and it's worked here.
It's different down there. I don't know. I don't know.
I think
I hope it does.
I think New Orleans needs baseball. Could you imagine baseball in the Bayou?
Have a team close to downtown?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yep. That could be fun. That could be that, so then you'd have the NBA, you'd have NFL, and then you'd have baseball.
But like anything else, I mean it's all fun and good, but you gotta win. I mean, imagine the Titans had come here and been a true franchise team and not win for 10 years. Tough.
Yeah.
Predators had to go through it. It took a while,
sure.
Man.
It took almost leaving for people to really jump on.
Yeah, so. Boy, you're right about that.
All right, give me a team. Give me a city. It doesn't have to be the NFL. You said Birmingham. I said Louisville.
That needs a what?
Teams that don't or cities that don't have pro sports, major league pro sports.
Well, I'll give you one that does. They have one team, and they are ripe for another pro team. That's Raleigh.
Yeah.
I'd one agree. Of my dear friends lives there, season ticket holder to the Hurricanes. They love it. They love professional. They love the Hurricanes. They don't want to go see the Panthers. They like being right there in Raleigh. There's a lot of people that live there. A lot of people.
I think Raleigh's like what, an hour and a half, 2 hours from Charlotte.
I have no idea. I mean,
Charlotte's become
it's us.
Pretty good. Yeah, I'd say they're a little behind, but yeah. But I mean. I think baseball would work there.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind.
I think baseball would definitely work. If MLB added baseball to Nashville and Charlotte, I think that would be good moves.
Braves would fight that like hell.
Doesn't matter. They would, but tooth and nail. They would. That's why I think one or the other. But I know the Charlotte Knights do pretty well. The AAA team.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to think about that of like major cities like Nashville that has a AAA team. I guess Charlotte's the other one.
Yeah. Somebody should know about San Antonio in football. It will never happen. Cowboys won't allow that. Texans will not allow that.
They missed their win. They had the stadium. They built the stadium for that purpose, and it never happened.
Yep. Not going to happen
at all. The stadium's too old.
And, you know, we laugh about Fargo, but like Albuquerque. You know, I mean, there are other cities that would – there's nothing else going on. But the TV markets aren't huge, and so they will not show up and go there and be a part of that. That's why, like, Salt Lake City is one. We had a texter call in and said Portland be good, or text in, said Portland be good for an NHL team. Already a built-in, thank you, Johnny, for that, a built-in rivalry with Seattle and.
What about an NFL team?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But I mean, to their point, you could have the rivalry with Seattle. See, I think Vancouver is an interesting city. Again, I know we're going into Canada, but like that could be a. They have the hockey team. They did have the Grizzlies, and they left.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an interesting one, maybe. If the NFL,
I feel like we're leaving some city out. I mean, Kansas City again. Kansas City had a basketball team at one time. I think did they not leave and go to San Diego, the Clippers?
Yeah.
I think they did. So
2525 said Austin, Texas is the fastest growing city. Now that is an interesting one. However,
too close.
Is it too close? And I just think it's too Longhorns. That's why I worry about Birmingham. I mean, I think there is something said for that if you have a major college with a major athletic program, that pro sports may not work.
I just think there's a lot of people in that state that haven't lived there love football.
Yeah.
And on
Austin's,
Sunday,
I think Austin's far enough from Dallas that it would work.
No, wouldn't. It's in the middle between Austin and Houston and Dallas. A lot of Cowboy fans there. I would not put a team there at all. I wouldn't do it. Not at all.
But what about another sport.
You know, they laughed at Oklahoma City basketball, right? But Oklahoma City's doing what? They're winning games. So,
they haven't for a long time.
Yeah, when they weren't winning games, nobody was going to those games. Charlotte Bobcats, they start winning games, they're going to go to those games.
They're the Hornets again.
What are they now?
They're the Hornets.
Are they?
Yeah.
What happened to the Bobcats?
They've been the Hornets for like 10 years.
What happened to the team in New Orleans? Pelicans?
Yeah.
Are they still the Pelicans?
Okay. They were the Hornets, and they changed to the Pelicans, and then Jordan changed them to the Hornets.
By the way, I read this about Michael Jordan. He bought that franchise for like $400 million and sold it for like a little over $1.5 billion. Good for him, man. I mean, just on and on and on. So I did not know that. I don't know. There's a lot of things.
People that are texting about Las Vegas is ready for an MLB team. Like, they're getting one. Yep. They're building a stadium. The Athletics are going to be there in like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they have that. And the NBA is right around the corner.
So is that still allowed? Can you bet? You can't bet on the Raiders, right? If your team's in, because remember UNLV, you were too young. You could not bet on UNLV when they made the national championships in the late 80s and 90s because they're based out of Vegas. So gamblers hated that. They hated when UNLV made it to the, because you could not bet on a team out of Vegas.
Yeah, that's
still the same thing?
No.
Okay. You can bet on the Raiders?
Bubba, they got a sports book kiosk at the stadium.
Okay.
So
because if those remember, you could not bet on UNLV, gamblers hated
that's
that.
That's why they have the teams now, because that's all gone out the way. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can – that's why – look, they're going to have – I would say in the next 5 years, they will have baseball, obviously, and they'll have the NBA. The NBA is just – I mean, they're ready. So I think they go there.
Is there the? I mean, it's a tourist town. I mean, is there
exactly
a fan base
that's
there?
Why they'll make that. That's why, like, if you live, especially if you live in a city that doesn't have it, and you go out to Vegas, like, you'll buy tickets. That's what they're banking on.
But if I go to Vegas, I don't want. I'm going to a football game because I love football, but I'm not going to a hockey game, and I'm not going
to
a baseball game.
They do very well.
Wow,
they do very well.
It's like going on vacation.
That's why I think it could work here. Like, if you had all four sports here, I think it would work because of the tourists.
No, I don't agree at all. You're going to Broadway, you ain't going to a basketball game.
You're
not.
I think you're thinking too close-minded with it.
You'll get bachelorette parties? Let's go to the basketball game?
Bachelorette parties aren't the only people that come here.
To who else? They said it's 70% bachelorette parties.
That's
come here.
Fine, but country music fans, people that just are looking for a fun city to go to. Dr. Crane, what do you think?
International tourists, I'd say take about 10% of that.
Okay, but do you think that people coming here will go to a game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
I mean, they don't go to Titans games because the Titans suck.
Right.
And the stadium experience has been terrible. But Predators, I think they do.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of European fans that have never seen hockey at the highest level. The Preds have one of the best.
You give me the option between Nissan Stadium and Bridgestone Arena, I'm taking everyone to Bridgestone Arena. Everyone to Bridgestone Arena.
That's
night and day, man. Now, I'd come to town for that to go to the hockey experience. You've never been? Because a lot of people have never been to a hockey game that come to Nashville. Never been. Go to a hockey game. It will blow your mind how fantastic that is. Every time.
All right, we're late. 615-737-1025. We'll have more coming in hour number two. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.